He says in verse 7, he said, "Be ye strong therefore, and let not your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." Saints, your work shall be rewarded. Don't let your hands be weak. Don't allow your hands, when you grab hold of the staff, don't turn it loose. When you put your hands to the plow. Any man that put his hand to the plow and turn his back is not fit for the kingdom. Don't let your hands get weak on this plow. As Yahweh began to plow down in your soul and began to uproot those little hidden roots. You got that nut grass out there. Of course, we can do a good job right now on it. But as the weather begins to change, you began to see this little grass come up. It's called nut grass. It's very devastating. It messes up soil. And the only way you're going to eradicate it, chemicals for a while. But you must constantly attack that nut grass. You must cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. You give it no time to rejuvenate or to collect itself. You can't let it come together and collect itself because it produced more nuts. You pull it up and you left 4 or 5 nuts in the ground. Yahweh root things out of our lives. And because we're not honest with Him, with pure in our hearts, then there's twice as much left in you than what He's ripped out. You must receive the love of the truth. Not the love for the truth, the love of the truth. When you get the love of Yahweh in you, you will have the love of truth in you. You get the love of religion in you, and you will justify anything but Him. I want to justify Him. There's no one else to justify but Him. There's no one else I can point you to but the Father. I can't point you to no one else but the Father. And if I point you to Him, you will know the witness of Messiah is true. He came in the power of the Father's name, in under His jurisdiction, under His authority and His law. And every one of us, that have come to the knowledge of Messiah, we were given unto Him by who? Yahweh. He gave us unto Him. And He has not lost anyone except the ones of perdition. They were meant for hell. He intended for them to walk. They walk with you. They look like you. They talk like you. And yet they were sons of perdition. So don't allow your hands to become weak. You put your hands to this plow. You take hold to this word of Yahweh. He began to plow in your life. And all of a sudden He comes to something. You say, "Whoa! It's rooted in there. Dig. Let the plow dig deep. Let it get down deep in there. Let it pull it all up. Let it plow it up. Let it turn it up. So the S-U-N of righteousness will shine in your life with healing in His wings. He dried up from the root that it has no power to rejuvenate again or to produce that spirit again in your life." That's what we do. He says now, because Asa heard these words, that was a reformation. He began to reform. Look at what it says in verse 8. "And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded, the prophet, he took courage." You see what he did? He took courage. He revealed his sins. He showed them what was taking place in Benjamin and what things they had done. He revealed unto them the hidden things of their hearts. Well, this is what we see in scripture, but there's more than what you see than you're reading, all right? He took courage because he knew that only Yahweh could reveal those things. He took courage and he did what? He did what? He did what? Put away what? So did he have something in him? Was there something there? So what you ought to do is take courage and put it away. Put away those abominable ways. Your lie, corrupt ways, your deceitful lies, and your sins. He took courage. It takes courage to do that. See, folks, they don't have much courage today. And it takes courage to say, "I'm wrong." It takes courage to say, I didn't know and I was ignorant. And now Yahweh always bring me to the knowledge of the truth. It takes courage. When one has no courage, they can't say it. Well, I know. You don't know nothing. You're ignorant. He heard the prophecy of Oded, and he said, "My, this is from the only one. This is from Yahweh. This is not from Baal. This is not from the Lord. This is from my Father." And it caused his heart to take courage to obey. And he took courage. He took courage, and he put away the abominable idols out of where? All. all the land of Yehuda and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Ephraim, and renewed the altar of Yahweh. You tell me, he did what? It said he renewed the altar? So in order for the altar to be renewed, then what had to take place? It had to be torn down and broken down. It had no significance, did it? See, that's what Yahweh must do today. He must renew the altar in your heart today. Whereby you get a fervent desire to pray and to press on and to seek after him, the altar must be renewed. And it's going to take who he is, knowing who he is, in order for that altar to be renewed. The brand new me. We're new. Things. He has refreshed things in our hearts. Made all things new. We put away all things. Made all things new. We are a new creature in Yahshua Messiah, created in the image of the purpose of Almighty Yahweh. So he had to restore the place of worship. He had to bring restitution to the name of Yahweh. If there were idols that Deacon Tim, there had to be other gods. If there were idols, Brother Dave, there had to be all kinds of worship in all kinds of cities. If there were idols, Elder Crawford, old man, there had to be all kinds of religious practices. If there were idols, Elder Martin, there had to be all kinds of practices of satanic worship there. So he had to tear the idols down. And they have their idols, they have their insignias today, they have their own emblems. Every organization possesses their own. The Baptists, Pentecostal, Church of God in Christ, all of them. Church of God, Seventh-day Advent, every last one of them. They have their own way. No consensus. None whatsoever. Well, the people who use the name of Yahweh don't either. They're just ignorant, just like those in these pagan whorehouses. No different. They're ignorant. And so Yahweh's going to have to raise up his men that will stand like the prophet Oded and will speak. That's why we need the gift of prophecy instead of the gift of gossip. Difference between the gift of prophecy and the gift of gossipy. Different. Gossipy and prophecy. I'd rather you prophesy three words that will bring strength to my heart than the gossipy that destroy a nation. That is the truth. That is the truth. He put away the abominable idols out of the land of Israel, out of Yehuda and Benjamin. He destroyed them. He made sure that he renewed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yahweh. And he gathered all Yehuda and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh. And he went out and out of Simeon, and they fell to him out of Israel in abundance. When they saw that Yahweh, his Elohim, was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem, the place where they went to worship, in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa, and they offered unto Yahweh the same time of the spoil which they had brought 700 oxen, 7,000 sheep, and they entered into a covenant to do what? To seek Almighty Yahweh, the Father of their fathers. With how much? With what, saints? With what? And all of what? All their soul. They had to do, it had to be a complete purpose. And they all had to be together on the one accord and one authority and one spirit. Now who was the one that mandated that? The king. Asa. She said, amen, say, because that, saints, if there is one, I will show you one of the most diabolical spirits of hell. And that is when man reject the authority of Yahweh, when they reject true men of Yahweh. That is what Shaitan has done. Because he knows one thing for sure, saints, hear me, that Yahweh is still going to use man. And he despised that. And the spirit of hell despised that any man. I don't care where a fool goes, he's going to find something that he's going to reject. And he's not going to be at peace. I don't care where he's at or where she's at. They're not going to be at peace. Because they're not seeking Yahweh. They're seeking a religious way, but they're not seeking your way. And a fool knows no shame. I don't care. A fool has no shame at all. Hallelujah. None whatsoever. That's why you saints, please pray that Yahweh, His true men, they stand with the true anointing. The precious pastor that called me said, Pastor Roberts, I've been seeking Almighty Yahweh. I've been doing tremendous study. And somehow someone put two of your CDs in my hand with about six messages. He said, all I've been doing is listen to them. He's a pastor down in Montgomery, Alabama. He said, I didn't know certain things. And when I began to listen, then the revelation was revealed. Very humble man. You listen to this brother talk, it will bless your heart. He said, almost half of his congregation left him when he began to stand on the truth. I said, don't feel bad, brother. They don't get upset behind that. That's good. And the young man has such a beautiful spirit, you can just sense it on the man. He said, Pastor Roberts, my wife and I, we just left the post office because we knew that Yahweh wanted us to send a gift and an offering. Strengthen the hand of Yahweh's servant. See, there are those that Yahweh, His people, places like Montgomery, places in Palestine, Texas, that His people, they're going to hear His voice. And they're going to hear the truth. And they're going to know the true one. There's only one true. Okay? He's a God, huh? But scripture says there's only one true God, okay? Playing by your rules. One God. Who is the true God? Is His name God just like the rest of them? No, He has a name. Yahweh has a name. And that is His name, saints. They sought Yahweh with all of their heart. We are a people, we don't do what scripture tells us. And look what they did. Look what they said now. They sought after Yahweh. They put their hearts, they sought after Him with all of their heart and their soul. Look at this in verse 13. That whosoever will not seek Yahweh, the Father of Israel, shall be put to death or thrown out or cast out. We don't want to do that today. We want membership. We want more brothers, and they're not brothers. We want to have a house full. I don't care about having a house full. I want the Spirit to be full in the house. I'd rather take five and the fullness of the Spirit is there than to have 500 and no Spirit. And He said, those that will not seek Yahweh, apply their hearts to know Him, destroy them, cast them out. It doesn't take you long to find out who's real. Who's not real? A woman will know when her husband is cheating on her. She can see the telltale signs. A man will know that. They may want to ignore that, but they will know it. You know those that their hearts are sincere. How? You can tell in their talk, and their walk, and their action, and their demeanor. He said, all those that will not seek Him, why? Because they're going to bring death to the house. They're going to destroy the house. You cast them out. And we haven't done a good job in doing that. After the second admonition of one, they don't receive it, you reject that one. You go to a brother, you reprove him, he repents, and you have gained a brother. These fools that they don't do that, you better not reprove them. These whole houses do not reprove anyone. You're afraid to say anything. I'm not afraid. I want you to understand the sin and the power of sin, what it does. How it destroys your love for the Father. How it destroys any kind of love in you at all. That's what sin does. And that's what sin did to Shaitan. There's no love in that beast of hell. He can't love. There's no affection in him. His law of government is one without affection. He utilized emotions and they trick our natural mind, but it is not a power to generate any kind of authority of longevity. It's trust they call love. It is not love. Only Yahweh is love. Only Yahweh is love. Only Yahweh is love. Now, we use that expression. It's not the most appropriate expression to express what His love is. Now, you can't love Him like you love your car. You can't love Him. I love my children. Oh, I love God too. I love my children. Oh, I love the Lord too. Can't be. Different. Sure it is. Sure it is. His love is not expressed, or His kindness and gentleness to us is not expressed really in that phrase. It really isn't. It's only what we know of and when we think it's the most appropriate one, but it doesn't truly express what He is. He said, I want you to kill them, put them to death, whether they be small or great, whether they're given 10,000 each service, or they're not given one nickel. He said, whether it be what, man or woman, he said, makes no difference, child, whomever. When they rebel, you cast them out. You move them out of the congregation. We've been taught that God is going to make his house big. Yahweh's not going to make his house big. Yahweh's going to add daily unto the tabernacle the assembly such as should be saved. And about it, Yahweh will know whether they should be saved. A shepherd will know whether they're sheep. I know a sheep from a goat. I know a ram from a billy goat. I do. I know a ram from a billy. I know a nanny from a sheep. I do. They're both different. And I do. And if you don't know, just watch them after a while. You will find out. You will find out. You will. Doesn't take long. No goat, he's going to stink like a hog anyway. Now, spirits stink. Our love is a stinky love. It's false and it stinks. I'm not an ignorant man and I'm not a foolish man. I'm ignorant in many things, but when it comes to this, what I'm speaking to you today, I'm not ignorant of what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. He said, and they swear unto Yahweh with a loud voice. And what they said, we will do what you say. And what shouting, is it? Did they say shouting? So these hypocrites say you don't have to shout, they're liars. We're shouting, and with trumpets and with cornets. So they made a loud noise. We need some trumpets in here, some cornets. But Ellen, I want you to start bringing that shofar in here. Leave it here and blow it every time we began to assemble. So they made a noise, didn't they? That's what scripture said. Hypocrites say, we'd rather make a noise, you're a liar. You make a joyful noise. When you get joyful, you will make a noise. I was looking today in this today's Observer, and that was a woman, she went to the Salvation Army. And she said, I am so blessed, Jezebel, with her pants on. She went to the Salvation Army because they have this little wheel there. You can spin the wheel and win a prize. And so she spun the wheel, and she got 3 bicycles for her 3 children. And they got a picture of this fool, this Jezebel in there with her head thrown back, saying, I am so blessed. God has blessed me. Now you tell me that's your way? She said, my electric bill was unpaid. My water bill was unpaid. And now God has blessed me with bicycles for my children on Christmas Day. You tell me that is pagan, it's wicked, it's vile. And those folks standing back, they just, oh, look at this. And they got their head like, oh, this is so. She got bicycles for her children. It's a pagan lie. It's satanic, it's demology, and it's of the power of hell. She made a noise. You tell me we ought not to make a noise when the altar of Yahweh is restored in our houses, when our hearts are restored, whereby we can praise Him, worship Him, and begin to seek Him. You tell me you should not make a noise unto Him. The gods of this world teach you this. They're going to play basketball today. They're going to make a joyful noise if their team wins. If they're behind, they're still going to make a joyful noise. And by the way, they're going to have drums there, horns, and everything it is. So when they come to Yahweh, you're with your cornets and your flutes. Make a joyful noise. And they said, and all Yahudah, not some, all Yahudah rejoice at the oath that they have sworn on with all their heart. See, our problem, we don't declare nothing unto Yahweh with all our heart. We want to give Him some of it. Well, I got to save a little bit for Sister Jean, save her nothing. I got to save a little bit for Pastor Robert. You know, that might hurt bad. Save him nothing. How much did he tell you to love him with what? With what? Then how can you do that when you got a little bit reserved unto Brother Sean? He meant what he said. Because you don't know how to love. And so when you find him, when he finds you and say, now, just put your mind on me and give me all your attention, then I will show you how to love. I will teach you how to do that. This homo sapien can't do anything unless it's taught. You leave a child to herself and see what it will do. We must be taught everything that we do. That's the truth. The world shows you that. And yet they say, well, I don't need nobody to show me nothing. You're an ignorant fool. I know what I know. You're a fool. And yet you take something like a little computer, only thing you got to do, turn it on, and just You move a little mouse and folk find that so difficult to do. You got to be taught. They're afraid of it. Sure they are. That's the truth. So Yahweh and this homo sapien, he must be taught everything. He has to be taught everything. Our children don't come here instinctively doing things. Now they come instinctively and do things that are foolish because it's bound in their foolish hearts. So you got to teach them. You got to correct them with the rod. Show them how to do things right. And that's the truth, saints. And so that's why we need to preach today, men of Yahweh. We need men to stand with truth. And don't be afraid of what people say or their accusations against them. Their eyes shall shine, and men will see their works. And when men see their works, they will honor the Father. Now in that precious passage, he saw the work of Yahweh in the preaching. He said, above all things, I appreciate you for one thing. You know what he said? He said, because your boldness to speak it and to declare it. And I'm going to declare it. I don't care if no one stands with me. I will declare it. And I will say the name Jesus is Pagan. It's Messiah, Yahshua. Only one anointed. It's a made up, invented name. It can't be. The J is only 400 years old. So it can't be his name. And it can't transliterate. Then what was the name before 400 years when all the folks were baptized in? Are they saved? Good question, isn't it? These pagan fools. That's what they are. Let me go to TBN. Put me in front of the whole world. I'll play the role of a messianic for you. Put me on your program. You tear the whole houses down there. Illegitimate houses of prostitution. That's all they are. And they're bringing all the tares together. They're bringing them, the whores together. Sure they are. And they're all under that umbrella of God. God loves you. God wants you to be rich. Lies. He wants you to be rich in faith. Rich in mercy. This is not a nation that is rich in anything today. It's an anemic nation. Very anemic. And they declared it with their whole heart. They sought him. Verse 16. It says, and also concerning Machat, the mother of Asa king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in the grove. Now, you won't do that, saints. Your sons and your daughters, they're wicked. Your kinfolks, they're wicked. You will remove them from you, from your fellowship. He said, you're not queen, woman. You made a grove to your idols. You're coming down. We won't do that today. But that's my mother. You made her an idol. That's my daddy. No. And Asa cut down the idols and he stamped it. He stomped it and he burned it in the brook of Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect some of his days. See, his heart was perfect all of his days. And he brought unto the house of Yahweh the thing that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated silver and gold and vessel. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa. He brought the strength of Yahweh back to the house because he set forth a motion to seek Yahweh. With all the heart and the soul. Now I'm saying to our saints, we must begin to seek Almighty Yahweh. With every fiber of strength we have, we must set our hearts to please Him. And our hearts can be perfect. We desire to please Him. If we desire to please Him, then He will fulfill those desires. If we truly seek Him, and set our affection upon Him, He will give us the desires of our hearts. And our desires will be to please Him. When Yahweh began to transform the heart of Asa, He took down everything that He knew that didn't please the Father. He took His mother down from her place. Well, that's my mama. Well, that's honor, isn't it? We wouldn't count that honor, would we? He said to her, so tell him what the conversation entailed. He said, but you will no longer be the queen of this nation. You're the mother of harlotry and sin. You brought devastation upon the daughters of Israel. And he brought her down We won't do that. Our mothers can be wicked. They can be corrupt. We esteem them. Yet we can be in the midst of precious mothers and sisters of Zion, and there's no esteeming of them. You're wicked in your heart. Your mind is corrupt, and you don't know the power of Yahweh. Your heart is not right. And it certainly is not set to please Him, nor to know Him. There's a parable I want to read, Messiah. In Matthew. No, it's in Luke chapter 15. I want to read this. Luke 15, Lucas 15 verse 8. I know we read these things, and we don't have understanding of what Scripture says, because we don't set our heart on the things of Yahweh. And that's just the truth, saints. And so Yahweh speaks to us in a way that corrects us. And in His correction, He transforms us and change our thinking, our actions, and our ways. But this is what Messiah says in Lucas chapter 15, verse 8. It talks about a woman that had lost a very precious jewel. And we have lost this commandment of Yahweh. Do you see that one there? We've lost it. This is an allegory of the commandments and the laws of Yahweh. He says, either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver. Now that's an allegory to the scriptures or the laws of Almighty Yahweh. She had 10 pieces of silver. The law of Yahweh, David said, in my mouth is better than the thousands of gold and silver. So this woman had 10 pieces of silver. Yahweh gave us 10, did He not? Did He not give us 10 of those? He did not give us 10 for us to lose one and all. And His name is an important part of that too. So she had 10 precious laws. And somehow as she began to forget certain things, her practices began to be conformed by the thoughts of the world. So she lost something that was very precious. She lost that precious law of Yahweh. If she lose one piece, does she not light a candle? For the commandment of Yahweh, His commandment, is that not a lamp for us? It is law a light unto our feet. A reproof of instruction, is not that the way of life? And so she lost this precious commandment. And this woman that we are representing, this what we call the assembly, the congregation, the call out of Yahweh, she is a woman. And she's lost that one. She's lost it. She's lost that precious gem. And it was so precious because it couldn't be complete with 9. It had to be the perfect 10. Had to be 10. Had to be 10. Must be 10. Not 12. 10. Not 50. 10. I know how we read things. I know how we see allegories in scriptures. I was up about 2 o'clock this morning. I got up this morning just to read scripture. Really, I just got up. I would have been in prayer, but I told Deacon Benny, put someone else tonight. And so I got up about 2 o'clock, from about 2 to 5. I just kind of looked at scripture, looked at things. And I began to read that this morning. I said, now, Father, this means more than just a piece of silver. It has grave implications and revelation in here. And because we don't study the scriptures of Yahweh, we simply read it as some kind of little hoax. It has no value to us at all. So she lost one of these precious laws. And this, what we call, quote, the church, unquote, has lost the law of Yahweh. And so when she came to her senses and realized she has lost it, she began to sweep. She began to sweep the house. Is that not what the Spirit does? It comes in and sweep, cleanse, and garnish the house. Is that what it does? When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, that unclean thing is cast out. Then the Spirit of Yahweh comes in and cleans, sweep, and garnish that house for the preparation of the great day of rejoicing for the works of Yahweh through Messiah being done. And those same spirits come back, they find the house all swept, clean, and garnished, and they come back with 7 more wicked than them. And so she lost this precious law, and we have lost that. We remember the Shabbat and keep it clean. Either he told the truth or he told a lie. Either that's the truth, either it has meaning or means nothing at all. Period. You say, well, I keep that one. Then what about the one above it? What about that one? I would think that one is just as important as the one below it. Because in order for me to keep this one, I got to know who's telling me to keep this one. It's hypocrisy in this nation. Religious perverts, religious whores, what they are. You prostitute your life with some other spirit away from Yahweh. You're a religious whore. I don't care who you are. And so she began to sweep. She lost one piece. Doth not light a candle. She began to search her heart for that law. For the commandments is a lamp. She began to search her heart for those commandments. And the law is a light. So she had the commandments of Yahweh. She had the light and she had the commandments and the law. She lit the candle and she scrubbed the house. And she seeked how? Diligently. See, that's not what people do. They don't seek diligently with all their effort. Well, if Pastor Roberts is wrong, let me seek diligently. Let me see what Scripture says. They don't do that. They go on emotions, feelings. Because they're spiritual cowards. They're afraid to truly study. You just press your pastor down there. He said, Pastor, I've been studying. And I said, you continue to study, brother. Study. Seek your way. And he'll reveal the intricates of his truth to you, brother. He will. She seek diligently till she what? Till she find it. Then she'll say, I know this is the truth. And that's what Elder Brown was doing down there in Montgomery. He was seeking diligently. And when he found it, he said, I know it's the truth. This is it. I know this is the truth. Because the revelation that has brought light down in my soul, I can rejoice, I can dance, I can shout because I know it is the truth. He sought diligently. And he always says, here's a Kohen. He's going to speak the words and listen carefully. And it blessed the man of Yahweh's heart. I rejoice in that. She had lost that commandment. And when she has found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together. And say, I know his name. Is that Lord Jesus God? It's your why. I know that name. That's what she did. She said, I found that thing that was lost. As Israel had lost the commandments. There was a place in Scripture said, and when they restored, they found the law of Yahweh in the tabernacle. And when they found the law of Yahweh, then Yahweh began to restore the land. We got to find the law, saints. We got to find the truth. It says that she called all her friends and neighbors together, saying, what did she tell them to do? Is not that what they did with Esau? Did not they rejoice? Did not they rejoice? Was that in the old covenant? This isn't in the new, isn't it? Same spirit. Same rejoicing. Doesn't change. She got her little tambourine and she began to dance and shout. She said, rejoice for me. For I found the peace which I've lost. Now, I found the peace which I've lost. Man, I found that peace. That peace was lost. I found it. My father is complete now. He's not partial. He's not 9/10, but he's 100%. He's all that I need. She said, I found that peace. Now, I know our thinking and the little storylines that we have been taught, it has to deal with some kind of thing that we've lost and we want to find it. No, we got to find truth. And you only seek truth. You don't seek no husband with all your heart. You don't seek to have a family member near you. You don't seek any of that. You seek truth. He showed us to seek truth with all of our hearts. And that's what she applied that. That was not just some silver, but the word of Yahweh, for his law and his word is like pure silver. It's finer than pure silver. Word of Yahweh is tried. It's pure. Pure than silver that has been tried 7 times. So she found the gem of that word. She said, I know who he is. Come here, neighbor. I want to tell you something. Come on and dance with me. Honey, can I tell you who he is? That's what she did. I found that perfect law to keep his Shabbat and keep it clean and right. All these old religious practices had brought me far away from those things. And now I found it. How did she find it? Because she set her heart right to find it. She turned the light on. How did she turn the light on? She had to go to the commandments and the laws. She had to go down to the depth of her soul and find those things that were written by the hand of Yahweh. When she found it, she said, this is it. She said, I want you all to know that yes, Yahweh is real. He's really my soul. No, not only did I feel him, but I found him. I found that peace that I lost. I found that part that they had hidden through their rabbinical writings, their scribes, and their corruption. I found that part. I searched it, I asked questions, and then I began to allow the lamp to be lit. When I allowed that lamp to be lit, then my feet began to see. And then as I began to see my walk, I knew that Yahweh had ordered all of my steps aright. He ordered our steps aright. You're not going to get into the kingdom without the whole of the part. You need all of it. Messiah did not come to destroy one. He did not come to destroy the Father's name. He did not come to destroy the Shabbat. And this whore today, they have done that. And this is another one that they have done away with. This Jezebel. That's all they preach today. Quote, God wants you to be rich. Whatever you want, you can have it. This corrupt man that calls himself a bishop, calls himself Bishop Weeks. He said, as I allow Sister Roberts to listen to that, he said, you don't give a Fortune 500 woman $20. And the way that that man was talking, and the way that white, that Jezebel was talking, it was so corrupt. It was filthy. You know, he even telling the people about their little escapades. And said, I hope the hotel don't burn down. And that's how this corrupt thing it is. It's everywhere. It's in all of these whorehouses. They got fools and clowns that tell jokes. They put anything up today that can get up and make a holler. Ow! They think that's the anointing. That is the anointing of hell. They better have no wisdom. They have no law or spiritual understanding from Yahweh. They hear things from other men. They use that. No, I hear from the Father. What I preach, you ain't coming from no books. And that's the truth. And that's the truth. It's not coming from no books. It's coming from the one that wrote the book. Hallelujah. Is that what I say? It's what the Spirit of Yahweh in me that testifies of this mighty hope of Messiah. Without that testimony, you have nothing. Nothing. Verse 10, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the Melechim of Yahweh over one sinner that repenteth. Well, see, she's talking about sinners. Have we all sinned? Have you come short of honoring the Father? I don't like that word glory because I know the origins and where these words come from. I do diligent search, saints, and I'm not going to use them. They've taken out his pure love with grace and all of that. No, it's just his love kindness. That's what man has done. And they have corrupted the scriptures. They've taken these pagan idioms from Greek, the Greek mythology, and they've used it and replaced it with words like the goddess Grace, that's her name, Grace, this beautiful goddess. And so they applaud that to Yahweh. Show thy dough. I know what I'm saying. And we're so ignorant, because we're lazy in our thinking, our minds. We don't want to really search things out. We're lazy, we're shiftless, and we don't want to search. Time for Walmart, Kmart, shopping hours and everything. But seeking Yahweh with your heart. And I'm not going to use those expressions. I'm not going to use them. I'm not going to sing them to Yahweh. I'm not going to express them. No, your vocabulary has to be changed. You take a thug out of the hood, say, what's up, baby? Everything? I'm chilly, willy, dilly, billy. He can't go inside of a boardroom and begin to talk like that. He has to change his whole approach. He has to take classes in proper grammar. If he wants to succeed. Because he's not going to some boardroom and say, what's up, VP, Deke Ben. He can't go in there talking like that. Even then he'll put on a suit. They don't want their names to be, what is this one, Jazzy? See, no, he wants to be known by his name now because he's a boy, he's a corporate man now. Now, I talk fat jargon then, but I want to be known by my name now. Come on. CEO. I can't wear that. I got to put on a suit now and tie. So we got to change our whole language. That's why your grannies and your great grannies and all of their depression and all of their labor, they may not have known how to talk, but they want you to talk better than what they did. They wanted your grammar to be changed. You go with the homosexuals, they got their own language. You go to the blacks, they got their own creed in their own language. You go to the poor in the Appalachian, they got their own language. You go to the high society, they got their own language. And so Yahweh has a language that he talks his people, and we must talk his language, one with the other, not the pagan language of this hour. Might as well say hallelujah. I'm preaching. We must find that truth. She found that law. Look at this quickly. The 34th chapter, 2 Chronicles. All have sinned. This is not talking about some sinner. We have sinned. We repent. When we repent, ask. When we truly repent. We don't really repent, saints. We don't truly. Because we repent of something, we do it right. We do it over again the next day. When a man truly repents, there's a conversion, there's a change. That's why the Malachs, the Melachims rejoice, Brother Nee, because they see a radical change. We don't repent and then and continue to purport that thing. When there's a true repentance, there's a radical change. Scripture says in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, just a few verses I want to read here. About the reign of Josiah. It says, let me begin in the 10th verse, 8th verse. I just want to read a few verses. It says, now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah, the governor of the city, at Joah, and the son of Joahaz, and the recorder to repair the house of Yahweh. This is what he did to repair Yahweh's house. Now this is what Yahweh is doing, saints, repairing his house. And when they had come to Hilkiah, the high Kohath, the high priest, they delivered the money that were brought into the house of Yahweh, which the Levites that kept the doors, and gathered the hands of Manasseh and Ephraim, and all the remnants of Israel, and all Yehuda and Benjamin, and they returned unto Jerusalem. And they put in the hand of the workmen that had the oversight of the house of Yahweh, and they gave it to the workmen and wrought in the house of Yahweh to repair and amend the house. Even so the artificers and the builders gave they it to buy huge stones and timber and couplings and the flooring of the houses which the king of Yehuda had destroyed. Now we have destroyed the laws of Yahweh. We have destroyed his truth. And the man did the work faithfully. So you need faithful men to restore the breaches that have been broken. And there are breaches in our lives that must be restored. They did it faithfully. And the overseer of them that were in were of Yoheth and Obadiah the Levites and the sons of Meriah and Zechariah and Meshulam and the sons of Kohathites to set it forward, and the others of the Levites, all that were skilled in what instruments and music, that's why you need to be skilled. Play, brothers. Play the music of Yahweh. And they were over the barriers of the burdens and the overseers of all that wrought with the works of many of matter of servants. And of the Levites there were scribes and officers and porters. And when they had brought out, listen, when they had brought out the money that were brought into the house of Yahweh, Hilkiah, the Kohen, found a book of the law of Yahweh given by Moshe. Even the book of the law was lost. And he found that. It was lost in the house of Yahweh. The law of Yahweh was lost in the tabernacle. That's why you have to have faithful workers to go in and to pull up every plank, every board, to sweep the house. He found the book of the law. That's what we need to find. We need to find that righteous law of Yahweh. He found it, given to Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of Yahweh. Should not that book be found in our tabernacle? Are we not the tabernacle of Yahweh? Are not our bodies the dwelling place of the house of the Kudush Ruach, the Spirit of Yahweh? He found it. He said, I found it. And Hilkiah delivered the book unto Shaphan, and he carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again. He said, this is the legitimate stuff here. And all that was committed to thy servants, they do it. And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of Yahweh and have delivered it into the hands of the overseer and to the hands of the workmen. You see, that book brought them knowledge of the sin that had been taking place. That's what the Lord does. It brings you to knowledge of sin. It brings you to the knowledge of sin. And when a man denies the name of Yahweh, the Father's name, he is not going to be held guiltless. When he say the Father's name is worthless, it is despicable, I will not say it out of my mouth. He's saying that it is worthless. And Yahweh is not going to hold that man guiltless. So they found that profound truth, just like that woman, she swept, she cleansed. Did not they have to do that? Men had to be faithful. They worked in the house, got it right, and they found the book. And we need to find what is written in the book. We need to find what is written in the book. There are many men that have corrupted it. We got men today that call themselves apostles and prophets. They are lying, deceitful dogs of darkness. And they draw millions unto the bondage of darkness. Because these are men ordained of hell. And they have just what Satan intend for them to have. The unrighteous men. They don't have the law of Yahweh. They have a corrupt spirit. They don't have the Spirit of Yahweh. How do I know? I know what Scripture says. It says this, and I like what it says too. In Proverbs 73 and verse 12. Proverbs 73 and verse 12. You must read the first 11 verses to understand the context of this. He says in verse 12, he said, I want you to see now. Behold, look at them. He said, these are the unholy. It says in the KJV, the ungodly, but they are the unholy. Who prosper where? Who prosper where? Psalm 73 and 12, they prosper where? They prosper where? Say it loud for me. They prosper in the world and they increase in what? They what? They increase in riches. They are not of Yahweh. These lying preachers today, they're not preachers. They're dogs. They're lying dogs. They increase in goods. They increase in the worldly goods. And they have much riches. And they say, look at what God is blessing me with. They're wicked men. They're wicked men. When a man has the Spirit of Yahweh, he denies the things of this life. He forsakes these things. He lives like a pauper. He doesn't possess any of the riches of this world. And that's the truth. Why? Because he understands death is an imminent thing. And death works in your body today. The little ones, the babies, death is working. From the day the Spirit of Yahweh, when the day that breath entered into that child that they can breathe individually, death began her work. Sin, corruption, tried to find a way. Hallelujah. That's why your parents need to be sanctified and cleansed. I won't forbid the little ones being baptized. They want to be baptized, I'll baptize them. I don't care about these lying doctrines that men preach. That's the one scripture where it says that. That's nowhere. That's nowhere where Messiah told men to come to him and worship him. He said, you worship the Father. He points everybody to worship the Father. You rejoice in me. I don't care about the little wise men, the little stories of that. They came to worship. That doesn't mean, that means that they came to honor. That means they came probably kissed him and said, look at this precious one right here. If that had been the case with Simeon, when he saw him in the, when he saw him in the tabernacle, he said, my eyes have seen the honor of Almighty Yahweh. I can go now. He said, that's all I needed to see. I just wanted to see the hope of Israel. And now I know it's a sure thing. I can go on now, Father. That's what he prayed. These corrupt men, they don't even know scripture. They don't know truth. They're ignorant men. They're lost in their wickedness. There's no way scripture were Messiah. There were those that came and fell down before him. But he did not encourage that. He said, you worship the Father. And that's what they've done today. That's why they reject the name of Yahweh. They reject him, and that's why they can't receive the Son's true identity. Jesus is pagan. It's a pagan, devilish lie. It's something that the powers of hell have supplanted the name of Messiah with that pagan name. Less than 400 years old, sure it is. I must be awful bold. I'm a fool to say that. If you think I'm a fool, I would run. Don't trouble your soul with me. Don't worry about me. Scripture says, that's right. Hallelujah. All right. Bless you, Father. I want to read a few verses before I close. It says in Deuteronomy, chapter 4, you always speak to the house of Israel as Moshe, his servant. He said, there are things you must teach my people. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. I just want to read one verse. He said that they must listen unto the statutes and judgment that I command you. He said, you got to teach them. He said, you must teach them to do that. And if they do what I tell them, he said, that they shall live. Now, you got to read the scriptures in context. That's in verse 1 what he was saying. He said, if you teach them to do those things, they shall live. And they shall go and possess the land that Yahweh, thy Father, has given unto them. And he says in verse 29 of the same chapter, he said, but if from thence thou shalt seek Yahweh thy Father, thou shalt find him. And if thou seek him with how much now? He said, you got to seek him with all your heart and with what? All of your soul. You must seek him that way to find him. Now ask yourself the question, how am I seeking the Father? What kind of energies I'm seeking him with? Just ask yourself that. Can you be honest enough to ask yourself that? Can you have enough purity in heart to ask yourself that? How am I truly seeking him? What am I seeking? When one seeks, they apply their heart. There's a determination to find it. When you truly seek truth, you will find it. That's why when you find it, you will buy it and you don't sell it. You must seek it with all your heart. You can't seek it with partial of your being. That's why we were singing this song, 99 and a half just won't do. You got to give him all, saints. And without that, you're not going to find him. As you always spoke unto Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28:9. I want to read this quickly. 1 Chronicles 28:9. He said, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou that Yahweh, or the Elohim, Yahweh is the father of your father. He said, first of all, you must do this. You must serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. Do you hear that? Can I ask you all a question? Was that just for Solomon? Or was it for us? Does he tell us in the new covenant to be ye holy? Or be ye perfect? For he is perfect. Has it changed? It hasn't changed one iota. He said, and with a willing mind, for Yahweh searches what? All hearts. And understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. He said, if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if thou forsake him, he will what? Now how long will he cast you off? Does Yahweh change? So is that a lie or is it the truth? This is an ignorant generation. He said, I'm going to cast you off forever. You can say what you want to, folks. Well, we don't know what happened to Solomon. He said that I will cast you off forever. You don't seek me, I will cast you off. He built his groves and his gods. He let them Jezebels deceive him. I will not let a religious spirit deceive me. That's why he had never allowed the Baptists, the Methodists, the Pentecostals, the Holy, not any of those spirits, the apostolic, any of them. I've never been bewitched by any of them. Yes, I have been deceived, but I've not been bewitched whereby I would deny the word of Yahweh when I come to the sense of the knowledge of that truth. When you're bewitched, you can't obey the truth. You reject the truth. When you are bewitched, you reject the truth. He said, you must seek Yahweh with all your heart. You seek him, he'll be found. But if you turn your back on me, he said, I am going to cast you off forever. And you will not find me. Not at all. You will not know me, but I will cast you off. David declares in Psalms 22, verse 26. I love this. I love all scripture. You must go back to the Old Testament to find out actually if it's in scripture. Man has done a lot with the book in your hand, I'm telling you. That's why we have so many revised, so many editions, thousands. And they all think they know the truth. That's why you need the Spirit, saints. You need the Spirit. Because the words that Messiah spoke, they were spirit and they were life. And you need the Spirit to translate that. Psalms 22, verse 26, David said, the meat shall eat and be satisfied. So he's fed us today with a little bread. You ought to be satisfied. They shall praise Yahweh that seek Him. Now, when you don't seek Him, you're not going to praise Him. When you find folks saying, well, it doesn't take that, they're not seeking Him. You find folks that praise Him. Now, this is the old covenant, isn't it? Messiah wasn't there then. He said, those that seek Yahweh will praise Him. He said, your heart shall live for how long? So if He said you're going to be cast off forever if you deny Him, He said your heart shall live forever. That doesn't change. We're trying to add to Scripture, take from it. You can't do that. You need the revelation of it. That the mystery reveal unto you. That you shall know the mystery of Almighty Yahweh. I close here from Jeremiah 29 verse 13. I close with this verse of Scripture. He said, and ye shall seek me as ye sought that piece of silver, and ye shall seek me and find me. When ye search for me with all your heart. Now that's the only time you're going to find the Father. When you search for Him with all your heart. Not your religious mind. With all your heart. And because you don't do that with all your heart, you never find Him. And that's why the world never finds Yahweh. They find their gods. They find their lords and their Christos. But they don't find the mighty one of Israel. For He is the hope of the house. And we're in that house and no other house. Blessed are they that keep His testimony and seek Him with their whole heart. We keep the testimony of Messiah. We keep that testimony of Yahshua. Blessed are those that keep His testimony and those that seek Him with their whole heart. You must seek Him. Now, who was David seeking? Who was he seeking? Thank you. So that has changed. We don't seek Him. He was his father, but he had a name. His name is Yahweh. May His peace and the strength of Yahweh fill your heart, rest upon you. You all pray for me diligently and sincerely. Pray for me. I pray for you. I know what the enemy is doing in this hour. I know his hand. The power of darkness. Come on, Brother Pat. Anyone needs prayer today? I want to anoint you with oil. Anyone that needs a little anointing, come on. Come on, Brother Pat, and pray for me. I want to be obedient unto your way. Come quickly. You that need anointing, come on. For that I'm grateful unto the Father. May He bless us all today. We rejoice in the Shabbat. Hallelujah. May Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. Bless you all, saints. In all things, Father, we bless you today. Thank you for your truth, your word. May it be an inspiration to the hearts of thy people. Bless them, I pray. Take us all home safe. Pray all things and ask all things in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. Amen.